Alyssa Swan, thank you for joining me all the way from Tasmania. You're in Tasmania now, correct?
Yep, Tasmania, Australia.
Tasmania, it's not a separate country, it's Tasmania, Australia. Is it like a state?
Yeah, everyone always gets it confused with Tanzania, though, and thinks I'm in, like, Africa.
So. That's right.
You know, they don't know where I am. And
Well, now, why are you in Tasmania?
I go to school at Iowa State, where I'm a junior, and I've always wanted to study abroad, so I went to the study abroad program office, and I was originally looking at going to Scotland somewhere, and none of the programs seemed to line up with what I really wanted to do. And so they took me to the Australian Study Abroad Advisor, and I don't know, everything just seemed to click. All the classes seemed to be really interesting, and here I am.
And it's Tasmania, after all. Why not take a chance to go to Tasmania?
And it's been really cool so far. So.
And how long are you there for? Just a semester?
Yep. So it was basically a total of 5 months. I have, like, two left.
Two left. So you will be back, like, the end of November?
I think so, because school's over around the middle of November. Like, every exam is done around the middle of November, but I think I might stay for a few weeks. And
sure, why not? As long as you've gone that far.
Yep. Well,
you're going to be there past the presidential election here in this country, in your home country, the United States, right?
Yes, I am.
And is this the first presidential election that you're old enough to vote in?
Yes, it is.
So are you going to vote?
I'm hoping. I'm working on the absentee ballot right now. It's been a little bit confusing just because of, like, there seems to be a lot of resources and a lot of sites. Yeah. And it's just a little bit confusing, but I'm really hoping to do it.
Is it important to you to be able to vote?
It's very important. It's just really interesting to be able to look at the candidates and think that this year I can actually vote and make a difference.
You could, right.
Because in the last presidential election, I was, oh geez, still in high school.
Right.
And I took a presidential election course that was just special for that year. And it was really fascinating to learn, like, what to do. Like, please, you know, go to the presidential websites, make the decisions about your candidates. Go to, like, political fact checkers. It just all made sense, and now, like, this year I can actually do it and, you know, put it to work.
And you're right, you're 10,000 miles away. But you can do it. I mean, it's kind of amazing that actually the system is set up so that even if you're 10,000 miles away, you can still participate as an American citizen.
Yeah, it's really awesome.
Do you get any sense in Australia of what they think about this election in the United States? I mean, we tend to think of ourselves as important everywhere in the world. Everybody's looking at us all the time. But are they?
I mean, they pay attention, and I guess I feel like I hear a lot more about just world events in general than American events, which would be to, you know, which I expected.
Right.
But I guess they kind of know the candidates in general. They know what Obama's done in general. And it's just Australian politics is different. It's interesting to hear about their politics and be really confused. Yeah. So I can imagine sometimes that they get confused about ours.
Yeah. Well, ours gets confusing, to say nothing of divisive.
It's also very interesting because the University of Tasmania, where I'm at, actually has quite a few international students.
Right.
So it's really interesting to hear from other parts of the world how their politics work. Like, you know, silly things that you would never think of, like talking to Chinese students about their leaders and silly nicknames they have for their leaders, or, you know, something that came up through a gaffe that you just don't hear about in America.
Right. Well, is there a good deal of Chinese, Japanese students?
Oh, yeah. There's actually students from, like, all over the world. I've met African foreign exchange students, Chinese, Japanese, Korean.
So I shouldn't ask you who you're going to vote for, but who are you going to vote for? You know? Oh, yeah, we can't even talk about that.
No, my dad's like that, and I just figure that's the way to go. I mean,
so what do you have to do to do absentee voting, an absentee ballot? I mean, you can get it before you go and just do a paper ballot, but can you do it online?
Yeah, I wish I could have done it before I went, but I left in late June, so I think it was a touch too early.
And you weren't thinking about that. You were thinking about what kind of heavy clothes to wear.
Yeah.
Because it's winter where you are, right?
Yeah, it's winter, but it's so mild. So the absentee, though, I have to send in some forms just because I'm already registered, so I have to send in some forms, I think, that just declare that I need an absentee ballot,
okay,
and hope they'll send it back to the address I'm at, and I need to send it in. And I mean, it's really easy to see all the dates online that you need to do this by.
Right.
So,
well, I know you and your friends know you as the queen of procrastination, so don't procrastinate too long. Don't put it off too long.
I know, I'm trying not to.
Because it is.
You know, like, start thinking about it.
It is important to vote, and it'll be great at some point in your life. You can tell your grandkids, if we're still voting when you have grandkids, that you voted in your first presidential election and you were in Tasmania when you did it.
I know, that's crazy.
I know. Well, thanks for talking to me about this, and I'm glad you're I'm glad you're taking the time to vote.
Yep, and it's good to hear from you, Mark.
Thanks, Alyssa.